employment in the valley is continuing to grow at a healthy rate.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
In 2018, payroll employment in the valley increased by a whopping 6,800 jobs, a growth rate of 1.9%, which is higher than our average rate for the last several years, which is still healthy at 1.3%. Payroll employment national level is expanding by 1.8%. Okay, after all these percentages, let's see how different sectors in the valley have performed in 2018. Many of us have seen new warehouses which are going up right and left everywhere. And of course, the increase in truck traffic on local highways. There is actually a sector in the economy called transportation warehousing. This sector includes passenger cargo transportation as well as all those warehouses being built and trucks driving in the valley. This sector is expanding at an explosive rate. Close to half of all the new jobs created in the valley, 3,000 jobs, were in this one sector. It should be noted that this is not a national phenomenon. Transportation warehousing at the national level is expanding at 1/6 the rate that we are seeing. Another part of the economy which recorded high rate of growth is the food services sector. However, the high seasonality and the relatively lower wages of this sector makes its economic impact smaller. Employment in retail trade dropped by close to 3% in 2018 in the valley. At the national average, it remained constant for 2018. A sector which has been growing almost regardless of everything else is healthcare. And true to form, it continued to expand. That's close to 3% also in 2018. The transportation and warehousing sector will continue to expand and increase employment probably for the next 5 years. It is very likely that self-driving vehicles and drones will start to take over product delivery globally as well as locally, and fully automated warehousing systems will run themselves. And while production will continue to go up, employment in this sector will drop. Not dissimilar to the manufacturing sector, which saw its employment start its long and steady decline some 5 decades ago, despite equally steady increase in its total production. Automation will continue to help increase production while reducing the number of employees in those industries. It should be added that total employment will continue to rise. However, the type of jobs will change and new and different sectors will lead employment growth. This is nothing new. What is new about it is that these changes are becoming more pronounced and occur at faster and faster pace. The more prepared we are as a society, the less hardship we will go through when these shifts in jobs and importance of sectors come knocking on the door. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.